It's not locked.
What?
The door. It's not locked. You don't have to knock or anything. Just go right in.
I...
Or don't. If it's not something you're ready for, that's nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm not...
Going to finish that sentence? It's fine. I just want you to know the door isn't a barrier. Or at least it doesn't have to be.
I really just don't know if this is what I need.
That makes sense. I'm going inside. If you want to find out, you can come with me. If you want.
I guess after you then.
Oh, good. I thought it might just be me here tonight. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hello.
I bring the refreshments to all the meetings. Nothing fancy, but... Well, here.
Kind of like fries, I guess?
Kind of. A little spicier, maybe. They're terrible. I'm sorry.
Maybe too much paprika.
No, it's not the spices. They're just... They're terrible. I'm so sorry.
They're not... Well, they're not exactly my taste, but they... They...
Good evening, everyone. I'm so incredibly sorry for being late.
You're a minute early.
Then I apologize for having my watch set incorrectly. Are we all right to get started? I see we have a new guest tonight.
I still don't know if I belong here.
That's perfectly all right. You are welcome here so long as you're respectful of others. If you decide you want to share tonight, please do. If not, that's more than all right. We've had members who came to over a dozen meetings before they were ready to share. So, that said, let's all take a seat. Does anyone feel like getting us started tonight?
I'll go.
Thank you, Cece.
Hi. My name is Cece. I used to call myself Madam Munchables. And I'm a failed superhero.
Cece.
All right. Cece, you tell your story in your own words. Just know that we all came here to support you. When you call yourself a failure, we end up having to fight you in order to support you. That's hard to do. Now, you wouldn't let any of the rest of us get away with that. I would like it if you show yourself the same courtesy.
I'm sorry, George. It's just been a terrible week. I tried a lot of new things. I was sure at least one of them would work, but I just failed at a whole lot of things, one after another.
Aw, sweetie.
We have a new guest today. Why don't you start at the beginning so he knows what you're going through?
All right. I guess it comes down to how I got my powers. I was in college at the time, and me and some of my friends had rented a beach cabin. It was the off-season. Cold as all get out, but that just meant it was cheap. We were the only people on the beach, and we were digging a little pit to make a fire when...
Another shell?
Maybe. I'm not... Oh, cool.
What is that? A perfume bottle?
I think it might be.
Is it empty?
It feels pretty heavy. Let me look.
You have summoned me from my slumber.
Holy crap. Are you a genie?
You wish to know if I'm a genie?
Yes.
I am. Your wish is granted. You have two wishes remaining.
What? That's not fair.
I don't make the rules.
Okay, fine. I wish for $10 million.
Your wish is granted.
Those are $10.
10 million of them, yes.
I hate you.
I get that a lot.
Tina, stop for a second. Maybe it would work better if you wished for something unselfish.
Why on earth would I want to do that?
Never mind.
What is your last wish?
I don't know. Let me think.
You wish for me to let you think?
That is not what I said.
Then what is your wish?
I... Fizzy, can you think of anything he won't totally mess up?
I wish to always be able to feed people so I can end world hunger.
What? No, that's a lame wish.
Your wish is granted.
You stole my wish.
I opened the bottle. Shouldn't they have all been my wishes?
Yes, they should have. What a shame. Farewell.
And from that point on, I can do this.
What is that?
It's a turnip. I can create turnips out of nothing. An unlimited supply, in fact. Turnips. And nothing but turnips.
Which is an amazing power.
It isn't an amazing power, George. Everyone hates turnips. I've tried mashing them and baking them and frying them. They taste awful. Even people who say they usually like turnips say that they don't like my turnips. I can end world hunger, but only if everyone winds up with food they don't want.
Have you tried going to places where there are famines or something like that?
I tried, but then I miss all my friends, and I usually don't speak the language, and nobody wants to talk to me because I just make all this yucky food and...
What is it, Cece?
And then I get stuck having to eat the turnips. And I hate turnips. They're the worst thing in the world.
Okay. All right. That sounded like it was a hard thing for you to admit.
It was.
A lot of heroes don't really like their powers. That doesn't make you a bad person or a bad hero. Even if somebody doesn't always want the food you make, it's healthy, it's nutritious, and it's made with love.
Love tastes like doo-doo.
All right. Thank you for opening up to us, Cece. Does anyone else want to go next? Sounds like me, then. My name is George. I got my start in one of the old-fashioned ways. It was a lab accident. I was working late to finish up some projects before a vacation I planned to take, and wasn't like my love life meant I had anywhere to be at the time. That's probably a different story, though. Anyway. Steady. Steady. Wait, stay there. Just don't move for 1 second, please.
What?
Hang on. There. Sorry about that. It's a really tiny connection. I do it with a machine, but this is just a prototype. I need proof of concept before I do all that program, and... Sorry, you probably don't care.
Yet. I mean, no. It is all right.
I thought I was the only one in the building.
I am the cleaner.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I'm kind of spread out all over here.
It is fine. I will work around you.
Swell. Hey, don't you need a broom or something?
I am doing some specific cleaning. Dr. Montgomery asked me to look at one of her machines and remove some of the corruption.
You mean corrosion?
Da, I mean, yes.
Cool. Well, she keeps most of her stuff in the safe over there. I assume she gave you the combination?
Yes? The combination does not seem to work. I guess I will simply use this detonator.
What?
Do not move, American pig face. If you try to move, I will kill you with this plasma disruptor.
You see, it turned out that the cleaner was really a Russian spy come to steal Dr. Montgomery's machine.
You don't say.
Hey, mister, you can't use that detonator in here. I can tell from here it uses uncharged ionic microparticles. And this room is filled with negative positrons from my prototype. Between that and the energy leaking out of the kinetic stasis matrix and your plasma disruptor, there's no telling what would happen.
No tricks, tovarish. I am taking the density devolumizer and...
I was bathed in hitherto unknown radiations that somehow didn't hurt me. I had an overwhelming sense of stability. I immediately put it to the test and soon found out I was right. I was completely immune to shrink rays. From that day to this, I have been the unshrinkable man. Which, as you can probably guess, isn't something which comes up very often.
Do you fight a lot of crime?
George is a reserve member of the Defender Battalion. When they need him, he is always there for the team. They called you just last month, didn't they, George?
That was actually a butt dial from the Atomic Commander, but that's not the point. I do what I can. And really, that's about all anyone can ask of a hero. Right?
Hey, you're always here for us. That makes you my favorite hero of all time.
Thank you. Angie, would you want to go next? Or maybe...
Maybe I could go last?
Sure. My story is pretty short anyway. My name is Angie. I call myself Terminal Velocity. But I actually might have to change that soon. There might be some trademark issues. My lawyer is looking at it. Anyway, I used to work as a helicopter pilot. I was doing a nighttime transport of a heart for transplant. It was an emergency, late-night work.
Hi, Kilo Golf Delta Yankee. This is St. Joseph's. We have a request for an ETA from our surgeon on call.
St. Joseph's, this is Kilo Golf Delta Yankee. I'm inbound from Urban Town, and you should see me within 20 minutes.
Thank you. We will start getting everyone prepped. Any concerns about the organ?
Not a one, St. Joseph's. The package is safe and sound right next to me. I should... St. Joseph's, this is Kilo Golf Delta Yankee. Are you there? Flight Control, this is Kilo Golf Delta Yankee. I think I've lost radio contact with St. Joseph's. Are you able to receive me? Confound it. Flight Control, if you are receiving me, I am unable to receive you. I believe there's a problem with my radio. What the? Flight Control, the whole sky just lit up bright purple. Is anyone there? Anyone?
Human, prepare yourself for examination, for we are the ones who watch from above.
Who?
In your language, we are called the Judgy Ones. We have come to decide if humanity is worthy. You are our subject. Convince us you are worth saving.
Well, I'm flying a human heart in the middle of the night to get to a hospital where a man needs it or he's going to die.
All right, sounds good.
Really?
Yes. You shall be the first of your kind to receive our gifts. We will transport the blood-pumping organ and your vehicle to its destination. For yourself, you are granted the next evolution of your species.
What just happened? The Judgy Ones teleported my helicopter but left me behind in midair. I thought I was going to die, but I didn't fall fast enough.
You can fly?
No. I just fall very slowly, like my body is its own parachute. I can survive a fall from literally any height. And don't get me wrong, it's really useful. For me. I just can't figure out how to use it to help anyone else. I can't exactly just wait around near high places and hope to catch someone who's about to fall.
And that's pretty amazing of you if you think about it. You could cash in on this pretty well for yourself, stunt person or something, but you're still focusing on the world in general.
We're not a support group for heroes who have it all figured out, Angie. We're here for heroes who never quit trying, even when it gets hard. As long as you decide you're a superhero, it doesn't matter what anyone else says otherwise.
That helps to hear. It helps a lot.
So, young man, do you want to tell us why you're here?
Even if you don't, you should know that we believe in you. We don't have to know anything about you to believe in you.
There's no pressure. Just know we're here for you if you want us to be.
My name is Dave. I'm the latest in a long line of heroes. Each generation, we've been known as the Gordian. Happy birthday, Mom.
Aw, Dave, you didn't have to do this.
Just promise me you'll sell that old car. It's a health hazard.
Hey, I keep that old clunker running pretty well.
Sell the death trap, Dad.
I will. This is a beauty, but I wish you hadn't done this. It makes this harder.
What are you talking about?
This is for you, dear.
You're giving me a present on your birthday?
No, not a present. This is a burden.
It's a piece of rope.
It's what remains of the Gordian knot. The original one. Our family is charged with protecting it, but even more with wielding it. Once you take up that rope, you will have the power to tie any piece of rope, or twine, or string, or floss, or... I don't know. I messed up a lot of necklaces over the years. Anyway, any knot you tie can never be untied by anyone else.
That's why your mother and I have been married so long. When we tied the knot, she sure made it stick.
I love you too, Bob. Now, sweetie, I've fought crime as the Gordian ever since my father passed this on to me. Now it's your turn.
And I can help you with the knotmobile, if you decide you need one.
He did build my first three. What do you say, honey? Will you heed the call of the Gordian knot?
This is why Dad had to tie my shoes as a kid, isn't it? I took up the Gordian knot 2 weeks ago. I've been going out on patrol once a night all this week.
And?
I'm really good at tying up the criminals once I catch them. Like, really, really good. But I'm really not so good at the catching part. And, well, they have guns. They have a lot of guns. Like, way more than I would have expected.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. I tried the whole crime-fighting thing once, but... Well, turnip to a gunfight isn't a saying for a reason.
Did you ask your mother for training to help? I'm sure she'd be happy to mentor you.
I don't want to be a burden to her, or to make her feel like I can't handle this on my own.
That's understandable. We all want to stand on our own 2 feet, but you're just starting out. Maybe she can help you learn how to walk before you have to run.
You can also look at it as a great way to bond with her. I mean, a lot of us would love the chance to have a mentor who knows how our powers work.
But, of course, you have to do what's right in your heart. Regardless of what that might be, we all think you're doing an amazing job.
I mean...
You are. And you're only going to do better.
You really mean that, don't you?
That's why we're here, Dave.
Did talking about it help?
Me talking? No, not so much. But listening to you guys and realizing you're still struggling with this? Angie, I think you kept me from falling into this too fast. And George, I'm not thinking like I need to shrink into myself anymore. And Cece, do you want my grandma's recipe for turnip casserole?
I would love that.
I know we just met and all, but this has meant a lot to me.
And you mean a lot to all of us.
You're one of us now, Dave.
Sounds like the origin of some beautiful friendships. You've been listening to Origin, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Angie was Jill Wenzel. Dave was Ray Greenlee. Cece was Rebecca Scheimer. George was Dan Wenzel. Tina was Liz Music. The Genie was Aaron Mankiewicz. The Russian Spy was Rick Tennant. The Hospital Voice was Andy Gastenge. The Judgy One was Adam Gastenge. The Gordian was Brianna Coopy. And Bob was Andrew Dell. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.